through staying piles and miles of conduit filled corridor. The red emitter of a visor, the only visible light. Inside the visor, a multidimensional digital map illuminated the path and projected every possible course ahead. Black turned left down the next corridor and unstrapped two buckles. The pack fell off of his back and into the still water below. He quickly opened it, producing an automaton the size of a small dog. The button was pressed, a faint light blinked. The spider-like legs descended. The automaton ran across the floor, splashing water on the walls, stopped suddenly, turned, and filled the corridor with the blinding light of a metal cutting torch. After several minutes, the automaton stepped to the side as a section of the wall collapsed inward into the water, revealing a dark room ahead. Black double-checked the magazine of his pistol and proceeded through the opening. The room was filled with shelves, stacked with ancient computer parts from a bygone era. A fine dust covered every surface of the room. It looked as though it hadn't been opened to the end decades. Still, a modern console gently illuminated the far corner of the room. Distance, he could hear two men talking. He immediately felt adrenaline surge inside him, begging him to leave. For a moment he was sure he would be discovered, but as was usually the case, his logic and courage prevailed. This mission was too important. It had to be completed, no matter the risk.
Black was the best agent.
At the end of the hall was a large white room with a security station in the middle. Four bioelectronic auditors protruded from the walls. His mind raced.